Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking in Powerhouse this morning, domestic violence in the area, and Kathy Anderson is back with us. Kathy, good morning. Good to have you here. And Brenda Miller is here, the administrative assistant for Empower House, with a story to tell. And Brenda, it is great to have you back. This is the first time I've had you. I've met you before in another setting, but to have you here this morning. Good morning.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
It is good to have you here. Kathy, before we get in and talk about the work of Empower House in the area, you and I have been talking now for months about the HVAC system at the shelter that is being replaced, and there is a big cost associated with that, and it really is a chance for the community to get involved and help pay for something that is so needed. And when you think about the shelter and what it has meant all along to victims of domestic violence, but especially in the past year. But it needs to be replaced, and there still is some work to do to get that taken care of.
Yeah, so we have been, it's going in, it's fine tuning now, and where we are is we've paid for 2/3 of it. So we paid a little more than the money we've pulled in. So it's a big price tag. It's $164,000. I mean, that's 5 units of, the heat pumps and the furnaces, and they're all commercial units. So anyway, plus the reconfiguration of everything, because we are a 10,000 square foot facility, and we have suites, and so there's a lot of small spaces in the building that need that heating and air. So we are still shy of $62,000 in need. So we have been telling everybody about it and seeking that support from our community. Our community has been generous. Obviously, a lot of people have donated. The Lions Clubs did just send in their check, and that was $21,700. So that was a magnificent effort by the Lions in the area, and also their foundation that matched their contributions. And we had a single donor that gave significantly over $10,000. So, people are responding and helping. But the heating and air, without the heating and air, we got some real problems. And yeah. I was thinking about a lady who, at home, the person who was abusing her, he had cameras throughout the house. And it was extremely stressful as we were talking about her and how she might escape. Cameras were not the only violation of herself. I mean, he was abusive physically. She'd been assaulted many times, strangled. So as we were discussing her safety plan and getting out, she's like, I don't really know how I'm going to do that because of the cameras, et cetera. And when she came into the shelter, she talked and remarked, and a number of people do, remarked how they finally got a good night's sleep. Mm. And so the heating and air is so essential, because when it's malfunctioned, that kind of ruins the whole purpose of having a facility where survivors of domestic violence and their children can go for safety.
Mm. As you tell that, and you, there are just so many things in that story, so many things we just take for granted that a lot of us that you don't think about, but people that when you're dealing with that. And like you say, to make, and a lot of times to make the move just to get to a shelter, to decide this is what I have to do, that's a big step.
It's a scary decision. A lot of people don't know, they know the situation they're in. And while that is really can be bad and worse, but then not knowing what's going to happen next and being you know, being dependent on other people. So it's, you know, it's really incumbent on us that we take that responsibility very seriously and that we have an environment that is safe and healthy. And, you know, with the installation of the new HVAC, we've also put in iWave technology, which allows the virus fighting capability. So it kills viruses, and which is so important right now with the pandemic.
Any kind of gift is helpful if you can give a lot. Mm-hmm. Give a lot, but yep. Whatever you can do will help, and you'll be part of this. I guess go to empowerhouseva.org for information.
Exactly. The information is on our homepage, and also the donate button is right there. So people have been giving in all sizes. You know, I think our smallest gift has been $10, and then we have many gifts in between. And so I think any help that people can provide is really appreciated.
Boy, just the fact when you talk about five units, that's a lot of units, and that's why that figures into why this is such a big cost.
And it's a commercial building, so yeah. It's commercial prices. So I think it's a big hit for even a homeowner to replace their heating and air. But mm-hmm. this is a big building with five furnaces, five heat pumps. You know, so it's. A lot.
Well, hopefully this gets taken care of and we can stop talking about it.
I know. I feel badly that we keep having to drag on with this. We have one more payment to make. We'll get there.
Yeah. No, I just as we were talking, I thought I'm glad that we can bring it out and bring it up, but I'm just thinking this takes up a segment of our show here.
It'll be great when we can get back to business.
Yeah. Oh, I remember when you first came to me and we first talked about this, because I thought it does get to be, I mean, for a homeowner, this is a big deal. When this kind of thing happens, yeah. It's just like, oh, no. And you just know that day's going to come.
Oh, yeah. We have been chipping away at this big expense, and it's just humbles you, really.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard, too. When you live under a situation where, you know, days like this, where it's, you know, or at night, you know, you're putting the windows up to try to do something, and do that along with, you know, all that you've gone through to get to it. You know, you're in a shelter for a reason.
Yeah, and there's no putting the windows up at the shelter.
No.
It's like, it is what you got. So yeah. It better work.
So empowerhouseva.org, about $62,000 needed. And go to empowerhouseva.org for all the information. Kathy Anderson is here. Brenda Miller here, too, from Empower House. And we will continue along this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is a powerhouse this morning. We're talking to domestic violence. Kathy Anderson here along with Brenda Miller. Kathy is the executive director. Brenda is the administrative assistant. And empowerhouseva.org is the website. Brenda, I was looking at the Facebook page this morning just to see if there was anything that I had missed, and I was really struck by the fact that there are a lot of ways that people can give to Empower House. I saw people gave pillows. There was a huge room just filled with pillows. There was food. There's, you know, money. There's just all kinds of different ways that the community can get involved with Empower House.
Yes, there. I'm blown away constantly. I've been here about 11 years, and the way people decide to donate, the reasons behind how they find us and come to us, and then what they give, and if we ever put an ask out there specifically, it seems to always have been met. But we have churches and different groups that are especially attentive during the holidays, mm-hmm. Mother's Day, Easter. Just recently, one of our, I guess she's a donor, and she's a gardener, and the heat was killing some of the flowers, and she wanted to make sure that there were beautiful bouquets at the shelter.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm always humbled by people's generosity. There's one lady that gives monthly that we helped at one point, and I think still she's associated with Empower House, but she finds the money to give on a monthly basis. So it is beautiful to see the way the community all stand. Like, we truly are a community that help each other. And I have enjoyed that part of being with Empower House.
Well, and so often a lot of us just think, well, I'll just write a check. And people still mm-hmm. do that. And that's neat.
We like getting the checks too. Yes.
Yeah. And that's fine, and you can do that, but it is great when you start thinking about other ways. And mm-hmm. and one of the things we always talk about is the fact that the shelter needs all the things that we need at home.
Yes.
And those kind of things. Yes. It's to be able to think outside the box sometimes, because I'm amazed at some of these things, because I just think I would never think of that as an idea.
Well, I never would have thought about that myself, and we have a few groups that sew, and they realize that when these children and mothers and these families that leave the home with nothing, and that little kids want a blanket, a mm. personal blanket. So we have beautiful quilts that are donated on a regular basis. The entire time I have worked there, they come in regularly, just hundreds, it's thousands by now.
Really?
So each child that comes in gets to pick their yeah. own personal quilt. And I don't know, just those little things make a big difference when you're doing something that scary.
So yeah, no, it makes it so. But the fact that someone spends the time to do those kind of things.
Yes, yeah, and thinks about it. It yeah. wasn't like it was an ask, and we have various groups that do that, so it's always beautiful to see.
And that's a good reminder for groups, if you're a church or some kind of an organization, or just an individual, if you want to do something extra, because all of those things, you still would probably be providing blankets and
Absolutely.
Quilts and things, but you don't have to. Yeah. You don't have to now.
Oh, and that they're made by hand and with so much
yeah.
love. I don't know. It's just a gift of love, truly.
To be able to go into the shelter like that, or to even be helped, and to have something so personal and not just, well, we got this at Walmart here.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. And we've had groups that did comfort packets that I believe we're still stocked with comfort packets. So as they come in, each person is giving one, and it has that personal touch, maybe a stuffed animal, some little mm-hmm. personal things. And you know, you think of the big things, and the money is the big thing. The money gets us where we need to go, but the small personal touches in the community, and then that means each group is learning about us and what we do.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
important.
No, when I saw the picture of the pillows, I just thought, what a great idea, and that is something that you're always going to be needing.
Absolutely. I travel a lot. My pillow comes with me everywhere I go, so if I had to just
yeah.
leave the house in the middle of the night without my stuff,
It's a great thing. And boy, in your position there, what a great spot you're at, because you see all of this every
day.
I do.
When I first came in, the position was indirect services, which I didn't really understand what that was, but I love getting – I have a front row seat to see
yeah.
what people give. And, you know, it just runs the gamut. I think we have a gentleman that fixes old bikes and donates them to us on a regular mm. basis. And
again, just, something you don't think of.
You don't think of. But we have people that – are willing to give in so many different ways, through fundraising, you know, the car wash. So you just don't think of these things. And I have enjoyed being there, and I take it seriously, the thanking the community and the different organizations that go out of their way to support us.
Well, and in some ways, what you do, you do talk about, you know, you see the whole wide range of things, but you do yeah. see... You see in a lot of ways things at their worst when you see some of the cases.
Absolutely. I'm sorry.
No, I was gonna say, you see it at its worst, but you also see things at their best with things like this.
I was remembering one of our advocates came in and told this story, and it was around Christmas. So there was a particularly horrific experience with the family, and the mother and the children got out, and I think she's in our Latino Hispanic community
mm-hmm.
and the advocate and the mother drove up to the house that they had just been placed in, and there was nothing in the house, but they sat outside and they watched the kids play through the window, like they were just jumping on the sofa. And it was the first time the kids had this peace. They had a home of their own. They didn't have to worry. I think the gentleman that I don't know if he was the husband. I think it was the husband and the father that had horrifically, there was horrific abuse taking place, and this was the first time they felt safe. They didn't have mattresses, beds yet. We were working on doing that, and I was so touched by the story that I went out to one of the mattress stores in town, and I was going to purchase. I had the guy help me. I knew what sizes we needed, and I'm like, this is the perfect thing for Christmas.
Yeah.
And the gentleman was so moved by the story that he donated. You know, he worked there. I got mattresses, and it just to think of a family feeling safe for the first time, like Kathy was saying, in the shelter, there is a, I mean, I feel honored to be able to see this.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, as opposed sometimes to the caseworkers that are they're dealing in the front line with this all the time, you see it all. You see the good and the bad.
Exactly. So we are lucky. I mean, Kathy's, we always say, our fearless leader. And the community, we have a beautiful community here in the counties that we serve and the support that we get.
Well, and we see it so often. You see it over and over when they're in the needs. Even the fact of something like it, like an air conditioning, a heating and air conditioning system, that 2/3 of it has already been paid for.
Yes.
That's the kind of thing. It's hard sometimes to say, well, we need you. It's one thing to give some things that you know are going personally to somebody, but a heating and air conditioning system sometimes it's just like, well, I'd rather
impersonal.
Not get, yeah, so impersonal.
We had a couple that I think sold their house and tithed the money from the profits of the house and donated it and earmarked it. It was earmarked for the HVAC. So it's just always incredible to open the envelope and see what's coming in.
Well, and you just think of when as you tell the story of just how the situation that the people find themselves in, you can just to be able to have the mattresses, to be able to have the pillows, to be able to have food and things like that, and to feel safe again.
To feel safe, yeah. I think that's always that's what you see. That's what you see. And we'll have people that were clients that come back after they get their college degree or some type of program. They became a nurse or something that they were working toward that just seemed impossible at the beginning. And it's great to be able to see that transformation and to know that Empower House was able to help.
And so the other thing, Brenda, I know that, I mean, people continue to give over the pandemic. A lot of times, a lot of people kind of, everybody had to pull back during the pandemic, but people didn't forget Empower House.
Well, we are so lucky. For the events that wound up going virtual last year, I don't think there was a negligible difference in money brought in because people are so...
Sure.
They're so used to going to these events that they didn't care that they looked different during the pandemic. They still contributed. And we have a wonderful army of volunteers that help pull off, like, Empty Bowl. I don't know how it happened, but it happened.
And that was an event that was just was all virtual, totally different.
And this year, I think we're live again with our events, and they may look different.
But. Yep, we're going live with our summer garden party. Yep.
Yeah, and the car wash, the pie party, the golf tournament. We're live again, and people are coming up to support. So. I'm sure Kathy has more details about.
We will get into all that. Yeah, no, it was exciting just the other day to get something in the mail about the pie event.
Yes, yesterday.
Yes,
the postcard,
in the mail.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So slowly but surely, a lot of little things. I mean, yesterday was the first day we closed the door of the studio. To do one of these shows. So this is your part of day two of this. So a little dog
history at the radio station
may not come in won't be coming in today that yes. had been happening. But now the fact that people didn't forget
and they didn't forget
and they and it's so important. And just when Kathy in the first segment was just talking about, you know, the whole thing about feeling safe. We just don't if you're not in that situation, you don't think about that.
It's absolutely true. And that's I think that's like job one at Empower House is to from the minute a client calls or comes in to help them feel safe in with whatever decision they make, and however we can help them, safety's job one. Always.
You think because if a person doesn't feel safe, that even at night, you can't possibly get a good night's sleep if you're not feeling safe.
Exactly. And you just compound that each day, each week, each month, and it just wears away emotionally and mentally with decisions that need to be made.
Yeah. So now there are so many ways the community can help. And like you say, you still need the people that are going to sit down and write you the check. But there are also other ways that groups can get involved and learn more about and just help out in Powerhouse.
Yes.
EmpowerHouseVA.org is the website. The number for the we often throw this in at the end, but the if you do need help, 373-9373 is the hotline number. 373-93. Is that right, Kathy? You're not.
You got it memorized.
You're not rising up against it. So I think it's 373-9373. EmpowerHouseVA.org. Brenda Miller is here. Kathy Anderson is here. We will continue on and talk about some events coming up soon that you can get involved in that way, too. We'll do that on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:30.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg. A Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning. It is in Powerhouse Inn. We're talking domestic violence and ways that the community can get involved. Kathy Anderson and Brenda Miller here in PowerhouseVA.org. And again, we just mentioned at the right before we went into the break, Kathy, about the hotline number, 373-9373. And that is really a lifeline for people if you need help.
Yeah, I mean, I think of a lady who she had the rug ripped out from under her. She went to the bank and she was doing her banking and there was no money in her account. And
was taken out.
I mean, it was gone. He had
taken
and
it.
So
wow.
She then said to the bank, "This isn't right. You know, something's wrong here." And they said, "Well, you know, we can't do anything. You know, he took the money out," and they gave her our number.
Wow.
And interesting.
I know. I love our community. I mean, the more people that know, the better. So she called the hotline. He also, I guess when she got home, he had told her he had talked to an attorney and he was going to get custody of the kids. So, you know, the things that people do to people are just astounding. Like, you just can't believe it until you're hearing these stories. So obviously there had been other kinds of abuse in that relationship. So thankfully the bank gave her the hotline number and, you know, that set in motion her ability to take action and take matters into her own hands. And she filed for custody and some other things. And but at that moment she was, you know, what am I going to do?
That brings up an interesting point that I don't know that I ever thought of, because we talk, you know, we give this number and we talk about it every time you're in. And I think some of us tend to think, well, you would use that number if you feel threatened, if you. But it's not just for that. I mean, in this case, it's using it just to say, what do I do?
Yeah. So family members call for other people, or friends will talk to us about a friend who's going through it. It's not. It is a hotline, but it's for all things related to domestic violence. So in her case, at that moment in time, she had financial and legal concerns. She was not fearing for her safety, but her phone call to us started things in motion to take the steps she needed to be out of an abusive relationship and really take control of her life back.
Mm-hmm. 373-9373 is the number, and there's somebody always there to take your call.
So it's 24 hours. So again, people do call. Sometimes people call repeatedly and talk to advocates, or people call in the middle of the night, and the police and the hospital call our hotline. But, you know, sometimes people talk for an hour to talk through what's going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, folks in domestic violence, victims of domestic violence, are used to not being heard. And so having a long conversation with an advocate is a pretty liberating experience. Having someone who understands what they're going through, can ask all the questions that bring that out, and also respond non-judgmentally. All of these things, 24 hours for the trained advocates answering the hotline.
Just to be able to have somebody that does listen to you, and not just, you know, there's so many times, I'm sure, you just feel like there's nobody there to listen to you.
Well, in domestic violence, too, everything you say, everything is dismissed. You know, everything to make usually her, you know, be less of a person, or not have a valid or valuable input, or just really trying to make her feel like she's crazy and doesn't know anything. So, I mean, there's so many ways that somebody is diminished as a result of going through domestic violence. So between that and also not being isolated and not having access to friends and family for a variety of reasons, whether that's a forced isolation or whether that's he's acted out so many times in front of friends and family that nobody really wants to be around, or burning those bridges where she did disclose to a family member, but then if she didn't take the action that her family members wanted, or just outright, you made your bed, you need to lie in it, might be the response of a family member. So it's so varied, but definitely somebody listening and taking seriously what's going on and providing options, but again, just the listening and validating is so important.
Well, and that shows the importance, too, of a friend or a coworker.
Oh, absolutely.
Who can come and say, it shouldn't be like this.
Oh, it's so essential to hear somebody say, you don't deserve this, this shouldn't be happening, this isn't normal, you know, this is against the law, I'm here for you, all of these things. You know, someone doesn't have to extend themselves a lot to be able to say some really supportive things that people need to hear. And often by saying those things and providing the hotline number, that can change a person's life.
Oh, I'm sure it can, just because if you keep hearing things over and over and over again, you just tend to think, you know, I don't deserve anything.
When I think of the lady where he said, I've contacted an attorney and I'm going to get custody of the kids. I mean, that, can you imagine the panic? He's cleaned out her bank account and then he said that to her.
Right.
And she has no reason to think he can't do that.
Right.
And he just did that at the bank and they said, there's nothing we can do. For all she knows, the police are going to show up at the door and take the kids. I mean,
yeah.
When someone is in charge and calls all the shots and usually wins all the arguments, it can feel like he can do anything he wants. So a lot of powerlessness.
Mm. Again, 373-9373 is the number for the hotline, empowerhouseva.org, if you want to find out more about the work of Empower House in our area. Kathy Anderson and Brenda Miller here this morning from Empower House. Brenda mentioned it, and we'll jump into some of the – you got some things coming up. You have the golf tournament is back. This is it's at Pendleton Golf Club in Ladysmith, where you usually have it.
It's October 1st, and we really changed it up last year and scheduled tee times for the pandemic. People really liked that format, and we did that safely, you know, at a time during the pandemic where it was still happening. There was no vaccination, and so we're having it back this year. We're going to do the scheduled tee times again. And
okay.
So sponsorships, teams, registration is open. It can be accessed at our website, empowerhousevA.org. Come on out and join us. If you've never played before with us, or you'd like to sponsor, certainly be in touch to do that, or give us a call. And there's a few other things happening. So
yeah, run down that list, because Brenda mentioned one that or a couple things that I didn't know about. I know I didn't know the Night of a Thousand Pies is coming up.
That's coming up August 28th, and we always send out invitations for that. If anybody is interested in participating or wanting to know more about that, certainly call and we can provide more information or send us an email. But that's a garden party where pies are donated and folks dress up and spend time together that evening in the garden sipping wine. And
are there really thousand pies?
Well, it feels like there's a thousand.
Okay. Yeah.
It tastes like there's a thousand pies.
Even if there's just
slices of
exactly,
lots of
it
pies.
Conjures up that. It's plentiful. The pie is plentiful.
You have some of the most interesting fundraisers, whether it's the pies or whether it's, I mean, there's nothing in my mind that is any better than the empty bowl.
Bingo. Yes.
And I have so many bowls to prove it as I try to find more space in the kitchen to put a bowl. But this is just you have access to a lot of pies, I guess.
We have access to a lot of people who like to bake pies.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So really great variety of pies.
What's your
sweet
favorite?
Sweet and savory.
Sweet and savory.
Yeah. So Brenda, what's your favorite pie?
My favorite pie is a berry pie.
Okay.
Berry or cherry.
Okay,
so,
good.
Yeah.
I'm with
but
you.
I try them all to
yeah.
make sure.
Well, you yes, want to make sure know. Because yeah. you there might be something there that would.
I don't want to miss out.
Yes.
Yes. It's a beautiful event. It's a beautiful event. And, you know, we've been doing it 10 years now?
I think next year, oh, gosh, why do I not know that?
But
I think it's 9 years.
Nine, and, ten, we'll,
yeah.
we can round
up. I know,
round,
but
we'll
I think
up.
Next year will be the anniversary, yeah.
Oh, okay, and it's just a nice evening of, I hear music and dancing, and maybe not dancing this year because of the pandemic, but definitely a good time is had by all.
Where is it held?
It's down in downtown Fredericksburg.
Okay.
At the home of supporters.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Stay tuned. Find out. Give us a call.
Get a ticket.
Yeah. Yeah. If anybody got the invitation, and I say that because it's an invitation event, then you know the address. But certainly, be in touch. We don't put the word out widely.
Sure.
We don't want that many people just showing up. But,
right. I mean, there's only so much room and there's only so many pies.
Mm-hmm. But we have room for more. So certainly give us a call and we can send out that invitation and somebody's interested in attending. In August, Sedona and Powerhouse will be the recipients of their generosity when they have their Dine Out for Charity.
Monday
so
nights.
So Mondays and Monday days too. So lunch
oh, yeah,
or dinner.
During the day, yeah.
You know, come on out and order their special. They have a variety. It used to just be steak, but now it's steak salmon. And I believe
Ooh,
there's
I
another.
Know, I didn't I know this.
I think
okay.
there's another meal option as well.
Yeah.
So they're pretty great. So, you know, they donate, I believe it's a dollar. I actually can't remember if it's a dollar or $2 for each of those meals. And then that donation goes to Empower House. And then we also have the car wash coming up. So we have the September 18th date that Rio Car Wash, all the sales from those washes goes to Empower House, which you can imagine is quite a bit. I think in the highest year, it was a $10,000
yeah.
contribution. Mm. So, and they'll have a new location.
They do. In fact, they're going to be in my backyard, 5 Mile Fork. There, and that's getting closer and closer. It's been fascinating to watch. I can't wait to have Jeff Small come in here because I want to talk to him about how they build a car wash. It's been fascinating to watch.
Oh yeah, I think it's great that they're expanding, and I think that'll be great for the charity day on September 18th, benefiting Empower House. So we're excited.
Well, and Brenda, you talked about just how, because all of these are great events, but when we talk about a community, and I remember the first year when Jeff and Kathy came in and the talk, you don't often hear about a business that will say, and especially on a Saturday, to give everything, to a charity.
It's stunning that on a Saturday, and I'll let you know, people come in and start getting their car washed the minute it opens.
Yeah.
And they stay throughout the day. And the generosity of Jeff in donating the proceeds from that entire day. And what a great outreach for us to the community, because we give out packets of information. And it is always interesting to then later we talk about, you know, most people are so grateful to get it, but there'll be a couple people that come through and say, I don't want my money to, you know, like they'll do the U-turn and go out. And I don't know, it's just kind of interesting to see. And on one of those two years ago, one of the young women that worked at the car wash herself just came, talked to me on the side and needed help. So I hooked her up with an advocate. And,
wow, interesting.
So I don't know how many cars come through during, it's except for 1 year, we've had sunny, productive days.
Yeah.
And so the outreach to the community is, and now it'll be three locations, we are able to really get the word out.
And, yeah. We will do a show on that as it gets closer. But, it's the Rio in the Massaponics area, in Stafford on 17, and now at Five Mile Fork. That's pretty exciting.
It's amazing that they're going to now have three locations. What a success. And I agree with Brenda. I mean, getting the word out was one of the most exciting things to me when he talked about coming to us with this event. And, actually, it might be confusing the two events where you just asked, is it the 10th year? Because I was trying to decide if it was the 10th year at Rio, and I think it's the 9th year. Because I think we should make a big deal out of the 10th year. It's a big deal. They're opening their new location, and the more people that come to the car wash and get the information, you've done segments on it, there's been advertising. I mean, the more people that hear that there are domestic violence services available, it'll be like the person at the bank who handed that lady the card and said, you know, we can't do anything, but here's a number you can call.
Yeah.
And we still hear that people don't know there's a domestic violence center. They don't know about Empower House. And so that just drives us crazy because, you know, people should know. People should have those resources that are free and confidential.
Well, and just, Brenda, when you tell the story about, you know, about somebody, you know, a worker who all of a sudden, you know, feels that, you know, realizes who you are and
you offer some help. Well, and she was so shy and quiet, and she came up and she said, well, I'm in a same-sex relationship and I'm sure you don't help. And I'm like, absolutely not true. We can help you. And right there was an advocate that was able to talk with her. I don't know how much further it went after that, but we at least can link up. But she had no idea.
Yeah.
She had no idea there was free and confidential help available if you're trying to leave an unsafe relationship.
EmpowerHouseVA.org is the website. And again, the hotline number is 373-9373. Brenda Miller, Kathy Anderson here with Empower House. We'll take our last break and conclude this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Brenda Miller and Kathy Anderson here this morning from Empower House, empowerhousva.org. We don't often do this, but if we finish the show by saying, well, you know, name one thing you learned today, you learned that this was live radio today.
This is true. I did learn that.
Literally, the theme music was playing, and I heard you say to Kathy, this isn't live, is it? And so, anyway, that was one of the behind-the-scenes moments. Before we get out of here, again, empowerhouseva.org, Kathy, you mentioned that we have talked over the last few months about the HVAC system, two-thirds of it paid for, but still about $62,000, and if there's someone out there that can write a $62,000 check today, we wouldn't have to talk about this anymore.
We wouldn't turn it down, and we could stop talking about it, absolutely. But we have so much gratitude for all the people who've been contributing and, you know, got us this far, and we unfortunately still need that help. So, if somebody wants to give that $10, if somebody wants to give that $62,000, that would wrap it up. And the heating and air at the shelter again, 10,000 square feet commercial building, so needed. So we appreciate that help so much. It's also back to school time. So if people are thinking about helping with school supplies, that's another need. We started the show talking about all the ways that people help. We had someone from a realtor's office, and they wrote out Mother's Day cards and brought over cards. You know, so there are so many ways, creative ways, and kids have gotten involved over the years to do drives and things like that, a toilet paper drive or a supplies drive. That still happens. And as Brenda said earlier, like, the more people sort of getting involved in doing that, then they learn about the organization and that the services are available. So with all of our children's services and being in the schools, providing healthy relationships, education, the community can help in so many ways.
You never know when you're going to run into somebody, Brenda, that they may need the information, which is why it's probably a good idea if you really are serious and want to help someone to be able to have the number. You know, look, Kathy told the bank story about being able to give someone the number and say, so they've got a number and look it up kind of thing. To be able to hand someone and tell them, that's powerful.
That was big, yeah, to have the number and the cards out there and the outreach to the community. That I think everybody knows somebody that might need help. So at the car washes, at any of these events, we're always handing out our cards.
373-9373 again is the number for that, empowerhouseva.org. Kathy Anderson and Brenda Miller, thank you both. This was great stuff this morning, and especially Brenda, just the ways that we can help. There are a lot of ways out there. Look for them, but also write that check too.
Yes, thank you.
EmpowerHouseVA.org, 373-9373. Thank you both, and we will talk soon. And Kathy, maybe the next time we don't talk HVAC.
God, that'd be wonderful. Thanks.
Maybe. That's it. Have a great day. Stay safe. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.